This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Phils get the W. Wasn't exactly the conventional way you draw up a game. Zach Wheeler did his thing. There's no doubt about that. Both starting pitchers did. But the Phils bats, you know, started emerging as the game went on. Obviously, Bryce with a big hit, Schwarber with a big hit, and then in extra innings, you know, the big ones being Boehm and JT. Good morning to you. Your chance to react to day one of the Phils, 215-592-9494. Obviously, we all saw the game. Devin's the one person who saw it with her own eyes, without it being on TV. Devin, what else from down there? What was the crowd situation? So she was at the game covering for WIP. What percentage would you say were Phillies fans?
Honestly, a surprise. Like, so I took the train down there, and every single person on my Amtrak from Philly to DC was a Phillies fan.
That must have been
even
fun.
If they, I mean, it was. It was also early in the morning, so it wasn't like, you know, the flight to the Super Bowl where everyone's like doing Eagles chants. But the crowd was, I would say, a decent, like, there's always going to be a decent amount of Phillies fans, but also a surprising amount of Nats fans, to a point where I'm like, I didn't even know this many Nationals fans existed in the world.
It's their opening day.
I think it's because it's their opening day. But then, you know, as the Phillies started to, their bats started to heat up as the game went on, the Phillies fans got a bit louder, and I heard several Eagles chants throughout the game as well, which I know some people don't like. Some people aren't fans of Eagles chants at Phillies games, but there was a decent amount of Phillies fans, not as many as I would have expected, honestly.
All right, we heard that the Nats fans were heading for the parking lot pretty early. Like, the on the TV copy, it was referred to a few times. Oh, there's Nats fans heading for the gates.
Really?
Yeah.
I would say maybe by like the 7th, 8th inning. Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Some Nats fans started heading
we
out.
We discouraged and demoralized them right out the gate.
Well, I'll tell you this. I would expect a greater percentage of Phillies fans in games 2 and 3 because for the Nationals, like, I remember 1997 when the Phillies stunk. And it's like, all right, get charged up for opening day.
And that was it.
That was it. I mean, people made a point to go to opening day. And then you're right on back to, you know, 16,000 fans.
It was a sellout. It wasn't
official. Well, yeah, it's opening day, and you have the Phillies factor. So.
If you can't sell out opening day, man.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, 215-592-9494. What Nick Nurse said 2 days ago about Joel, it's a little bit of an update. We'll get to that coming up shortly. Let's talk to let's go to Salvador right now in Coatesville. Good morning, Salvador. Salvador.
Hey, good morning, guys. What a win, what a win, what a win. That's
yes,
the way
sir.
To start the season, man.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was exciting in the end.
Shot.
Yeah, it was good that they got it. It was a little hairy for a stretch. Salvador, you didn't bring your A-game today. What's going on with you, man?
Tough sell call today.
That's a horrible. All right, let's see if we can do better. Now, this is a challenge when it's Ron and Monco, but I think even Ron can do better than that call. Ron.
Hammer.
What's up, buddy?
19 Ks. How many were looking? That's what I'd like to know. How many were looking?
I don't know.
It was all hack-o-matic because I fell asleep. I couldn't handle it anymore. I passed out.
Oh, great.
And then I woke up, and it was like 2-1 or 2-2, whatever. Anyway, I heard
you couldn't
I won
handle
yesterday.
It, so you fell asleep? How does that work?
There were a lot
how does your nervous system work?
I'm sorry, but this is the way it's going to be for me this year. I don't have any interest in the Phillies. I just they've lost me because
are
I
you
know what
kidding
they are.
Me? That's outrageous.
No, I'm not kidding. You know, I love
Ron,
baseball.
They just started playing yesterday. That was opening day, and they won. Hey, come on, Ron.
19 Ks. Come on, man. They keep listen.
Ron, they pulled it. Here's what they did. They pulled a 2024 Eagles regular season with Jalen. Little ugly throughout the course of the game, but they pulled it
out. Honestly, they did exactly what this Phillies team has done the last 4 years. Like, this is the same team. They did it exactly the same they always do.
Exactly. This is the same team.
But they won.
But they did win, Ron.
Okay, great. They won. Okay, but guess what?
They have the fourth best odds to win the World Series, Ron.
Go ahead, Ron. Go ahead.
You know what? Keep drinking the Kool-Aid, Johnny. Okay?
Ooh.
Keep drinking.
That was a derisive Johnny. That wasn't a playful Johnny.
Yeah. Anyway, no.
They can win the World Series.
John, I have a grievance I have to put in real quick.
Ooh.
Okay?
Oh.
All right. Okay. Can I do that, John?
Yeah,
you know,
let's go.
Yesterday I was completely, like, disrespected. I was put on hold, and then I was totally scolded by the little guy.
You were what?
Totally. You put me on hold yesterday.
Yeah, I heard that. What was the word you said? What was the verb?
You publicly scolded me.
Scolded you? I thought your call was funny.
Little guy, too.
Oh, well, your call stunk until it was good. It was good at the end, but it was bad for a while.
Well,
I mean, listen.
Yeah, you ain't got
to everybody listening to it was a bad call.
I pulled it out from the jaws.
You
of defeat.
Pulled it out like the Phils. Yeah! Pull it out!
Yo, do you think that they could actually do 25 strikeouts in a game? Do they have the capacity? They definitely have the capacity.
Well,
what are they going to do? See, here's the thing. Who is going to be the leadoff? You got two guys that should be.
I guess we'll find out next game if they go back to Schwarber or if they stick with Trey.
Well, they can't do that. They can. Now you got to go with Turner or you got to go with Stott. One of these two guys has got to stand up and beat a Dykstra. Okay?
Yeah, but neither is Lenny. But you don't have but hold on, Ron, to be fair, you don't have that. You don't have Lenny Dykstra on this team. Obviously, if they had Lenny Dykstra, he'd be batting leadoff. They don't have that.
You know what else you don't have on this team? You don't have a hard ass. You don't have a Kirk Gibson. You don't have a Pete Rose. You need a tough guy.
Okay.
You don't have Darren Dalton. You don't have a tough guy on this team.
Well, JT's pretty tough. Ron, give me an answer. A great movie duo.
I don't know. I got nothing, man.
All right,
I got
man.
Nothing.
All right. Wow.
Well, let me tell you.
Defeated.
Well, the reason he sounds defeated is because he called in. He was really excited about having Bruce Willis and Cybill Shepherd from Moonlighting, and I was like, "You need it to be a movie, buddy."
not too bad there, Ronnie.
And I don't think Joe, I kind of skew negative from time to time.
Yep.
I didn't think they were flailing away yesterday.
No.
I don't think that happened really until the eighth. Stott did it. But I think
Castellanos did it, but I agree with the point. It wasn't a ton of them. It was. I do think the shadows were a real thing.
Real. And Mackenzie Gore was awesome.
He was.
Like,
yeah.
The guy pitched great.
But
that
they
happens.
Were working him. I mean, they got him out after six. They ran his count
up to
90-something.
Yeah.
93.
Yeah. On opening day, it wasn't going to go longer than that.
Part of that also was the strikeouts. I mean, part of why
it was the strikeouts.
Because you didn't have ground balls to the second baseman on the first pitch. Mm-hmm. So, you know, naturally the pitch count will go up. All right, so let's get to something with Embiid. You know, this flew way under the radar 2 days ago because of everything else going on in Philly sports, most notably, you know, Tortorella being fired on opening day. But if you want to call this an update, and there's only one word in here that's an update, and even this one word is a hedge. Nick Nurse gave us a little bit 2 nights ago from a timeline standpoint on when a decision could be made about how to proceed with Embiid. Because it is notable, guys, if he has to have a major surgery, and we don't know that he has to, but if he has to, they're not doing it.
Yeah.
And, you know, next season is...
You'd want to do it as quickly as possible.
Every day, you're a day closer to the start of next season. So if he needs major surgery, please get it really, really soon. Huh. Here is something Nick Nurse said 2 days ago.
There's a lot of doctors involved, so when they make the decision. And I think as far as the time frame goes that, yeah, I think it'd be soonish that something is going to happen and that he can get back on the road to rehabbing it and being able to do whatever the next steps are.
All right, Sean, that's your word.
So
the update is one word, soon-ish.
This is so bad. You know, this falls in line with what we heard from Spike Askin, who told us that there's not any one wave the magic wand and fix the knee surgery. There's not any one procedure that you can do that, oh, cool, now you're fixed. Just rehab this and you'll be good to go. Yeah. It sounds like there's, you know, a bunch of stuff that you got to figure out and weigh the best option of a group of things to try to ameliorate like most of what's wrong and you know, preserve, I don't know, there's a lot of complications with all of this.
Here's the problem. He may have entered Greg Oden territory. He may have entered Brandon Roy territory, if you remember
these
guys.
That's what it feels like.
Guys, that there's just, there was just no solution.
Yeah.
You know, yeah,
but, Joe, Greg Oden looked 45 when he entered the league.
He did.
But, I mean, Joel Embiid's body was 45, we thought, when he entered the league, you know?
True.
And like, I just don't understand why. I understand, John, what you're saying. There's a lot of potential options, and that's complicating. But, like, shouldn't you just sit down in a room and figure it out? Like, what are we doing here? Why are we waiting? If he has to have something done, the sooner it's done, the better. Like,
well, there's really only two solutions, James, to why it wouldn't have happened yet. Solution one, there is no surgery. So you can't have the surgery if there's no surgery. Number two, when I say possibility two, you're literally spanning the globe. 10 doctors, 15 doctors to try to get.
How long does that take, though?
I
mean,
don't know.
It's, when was he out for the season? A month and a half ago? Like, I just, like, how long? Like, take a week if you need to. That's fine. Take every day for a week and spend 16 hours a day figuring this out. He's the most important person in the franchise. It's just crazy.
You'd think you'd want to get, if you have to get another procedure, you'd think that you'd want to get it done immediately.
It's like, we'll figure it out.
A month and a half ago or longer.
But again, maybe there is no such surgery. I mean, that's
right.
You know,
well, then
it
he's
out.
Done.
Figure
if
it out.
If there's no
it's
such surgery, then he's probably done.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he gets to play 25 games a year, maybe 33. Maybe he needs to be a backup the way Bill Walton was a backup for the Celtics. Like, I don't know. I mean, if maybe he can only play 18 minutes a game. I have no idea.
Joe, spoiler alert, he's done.
Yeah. And for what he was, he probably is, would be my guess.